You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris Westfall out here somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We're headed to Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and then Mexico. I had a thought for you I wanted to share with you, and the thought is about what you're focused on in your business as far as what level you're focused on next. A lot of agents tell me that they're focused on making $1,000 a month as their goal, their income goal. And I'll just tell you that that's probably far too short of a goal. I do remember, though, when we hit $1,000 a month in residual income and what that felt like. And then someone told me that in order to be a millionaire, what that means is $87,000 a month in residual income. And so we went to $1,000 a month. And then we quickly tried to add another zero to that and go to $10,000 a month. And it took a while, but then things started compounding. And if I never made the goal to go to $20,000 a month, I don't think we would have been there. It's all about when you're setting your goals to that next step. But far too many agents think, I'm gonna go from zero to $1 million a year right away. And they forget those incremental steps first. I mean, there's too many people out there saying, oh, you can become a millionaire in this industry. You can become a millionaire in the Medicare industry, the insurance industry. And they forget that you have to become a thousandaire first. How many agents are making $10,000 a month? That's what I call a thousandaire. And so when you get to that level, then you can start focusing on 20 and then 30 and then 40. But you're not going to get there if you're going to keep doing it by yourself. When we have agent meetups and we have agents come in from out of town and we meet them wherever we are, Los Angeles or Nashville or Charleston or Orlando, wherever, the biggest challenge that agents have is turning loose of the reins and bringing a team on board, letting go of certain things so that their team can help them get where they want to get. See, you'll never make it there by yourself. It's a shock. You don't have the capacity with time, energy, and effort. You're going to have to let go of the reins. You're going to have to let somebody else take over. Take over writing the applications. Take over qualifying the people. Take over doing all the day-to-day stuff so you can work on your business instead of work in your business. There's no way ever that I could have gotten to $87,000 a month and then doubled that if I thought that I was going to do it all on my own. It takes a team to build that. So I encourage you, wherever you are in your business, if you're not making $1,000 or $10,000 a month in your Medicare business, it's time that you need to start focusing on growing your team. Get somebody else in there to help you. Will they do everything the way that you did? No. Will they do it perfectly the way that you would have said the right thing the right time? No. But like Jim Rohn said, my favorite thing ever is, what you lack in skill, what they lack in skill, you can make up in numbers. It's so true. So if you have a team of 5 people or 10 people that are talking to prospects and they're only 30% as good as you would be, you're still leveraging your time, you're leveraging your business, and you're growing much faster than you as a single sole individual who thinks you can run everything yourself. You can't do it yourself. Let the team help you. Even if they're 50% or 30% as effective, your team can help you if you start giving up the reins. Yes, you have to step out in faith. Yes, you have to treat this like a business, like you're going to grow. Think of a McDonald's franchisee. Do you think that he could run everything himself? No, they know from the beginning it's going to take a team, and they invest in that from the beginning. Treat this like a business, and it'll reward you like a business. Invest in your business. Do what it's necessary to bring on a team as soon as you can. And yes, it's going to be painful. That's the fun part of being an entrepreneur. So you can step out in faith, you can bring people on, you can grow your business. When you hit $87,000 a month, guess what? You've reached the millionaire club. You start going on the trips and meeting other people who've achieved the same thing, and it's freaking awesome. So you can share high-level ideas. You can continue to build on your business rather than writing every single application. I'll never forget, we were on a trip to Rome, and one of our friends on the trip was freaking out because something had happened in his home state with his business and it affected all of his clients. And he had to get on the phone and field these calls from all of his clients. But here he was busy on this trip with us in Rome. And so he couldn't get on the phone with all these people. He had one assistant back in his office who was taking all these calls and fielding all these problems at one time. And I thought he was so stressed out, he probably even had a heart attack. And I thought to myself, I told Nicole, I'm like, man, I'm so glad we have a team. So when something hits the fan, we have a crisis, we have all hands on deck. We have multiple people that can field these calls, these problems. But at the same time, like what happened this week in our California unique opportunity that we're sharing with our members, when there's a unique opportunity that presents itself, again, we have all hands on deck and our whole team can come to the rescue and seize the huge opportunity that we have right before us. So I just want to encourage you, if you want to get to the Thousandaire Club or the Millionaire Club, you have to think beyond yourself. You have to grow beyond what you are capable of doing. And some people that have been with me for years, even, I mean, Medicare agent training started in 2013. They've been here since the beginning and they still have not hired one person to help them. Now's the time. You got to step out in faith. You got to do something beyond just yourself. Look at this awesome view. That's Cuba right over there. We're going to go around Cuba and go to Jamaica, our first stop. Absolutely gorgeous. One of my favorite ways to vacation. Anyway, wherever you are in your business, I just want to encourage you. It can be done. It's been done many times before in this little niche that we have. And I'm glad you're along for the ride. And I'm here to help you in any way I can. Be encouraged and step out in faith. That's the only way you're going to succeed to the next level. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.